The meeting between the two leaders in the Black Sea resort of Sochi finally got going nearly 3 hours later than scheduled. It was always going to be slightly bumpy. Russia had condemned the Israeli Prime Minister's plan to apply Israeli sovereignty to the Jordan Valley and adjacent northern Dead Sea territory, claimed by the Palestinians for a possible future state. The Russian Foreign Ministry said it noted the Arab world's strongly negative reaction to the announcement. The Syrian conflict was also high on the agenda, with Mr. Netanyahu, who's running for re-election, saying he won't put up with threats from Iran, claiming the Russian ally is using territory inside Syria for aggression. Despite the differences over the Jordan Valley annexation pledge, Vladimir Putin did praise his counterpart for helping to fight terrorism, and the Russian leader also said he's accepted an invitation to visit Israel early next year. Ross Cullen, Moscow.